Daily Light, May the 28th, morning. We await a Saviour. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. But according to his promise, we are waiting for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. It will be said on that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, that he might save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." We await a Saviour, Philippians 3:20, and Titus 2:11-14, 2 Peter 3:13-14, Hebrews 9:28, and Isaiah 25:9. Daily Light, May the 28th, evening. So run that you may obtain it. The sluggard says, "There is a lion outside." Let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. I press on towards the goal, so I do not run aimlessly, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest I myself should be disqualified. For the present form of this world is passing away, but according to his promise, we are waiting for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these things, be diligent, therefore preparing your minds for action, and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So run that you may obtain it. 1 Corinthians 9:24. And Proverbs 22:13, Hebrews 12:1-2, 2 Corinthians 7:1, Philippians 3:14, 1 Corinthians 9:26-27, 1 Corinthians 7:31, 2 Peter 3:13-14, and 1 Peter 1:13.